This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The Electoral Commission of South Africa is on a drive to get political parties to commit to free, fair and peaceful elections in the provinces ahead of the May 29th elections. Yesterday, the Electoral Commission was in the Northern Cape and held a Code of Conduct Pledge signing ceremony where parties that will be contesting the elections in the province pledge to abide by the Code of Conduct. Today, the Free State province is doing the same. To discuss this further, we have on the line Jabulani Shabalala, the Provincial Electoral Office and Head of Elections in the Free State Province. Jabulani, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Good afternoon and thank you very much for having me.
Jabulani, I know that you are pressed for time and the pledges are happening currently right now. Talk to us about the signing of the pledge and what the political parties are committing themselves to and the fact that they have to commit themselves. What happens if they fail in the process?
Well, in your introduction, you aptly said this is a campaign on the part of the Electoral Commission that started at national. Now we're in provinces, so today it was an opportunity for the Free State. So we are just requesting political parties to make a public pledge before all stakeholders that are invited in this gathering that will abide by the code of conduct of the elections.
And how many parties are contesting the elections in the Free State province?
You'd remember that we have two ballots. We have a regional ballot and then we have the provincial ballot. So for the regional ballot, we have 34 parties that are registered to contest elections for the Free State for the 10 seats that has been allocated to the Free State. And for the provincial ballot, we have 28 plus one independent candidate that are going to contest for these elections, which is about 30 seats for the provincial legislature of the Free State.
Now, Jabulani, let's speak about the readiness of the Free State IEC and the preparations that went into this election, because this is a very big one. It's totally different from others. And yes, it's just a few weeks away.
Yes, you will recall that we started 18 months ago with preparations for elections, setting up our voting stations, recruiting staff, and all other logistical arrangements that are related thereto. So we also have forums that we meet with political parties, and now recently we have called all those that were not represented. By not represented, we mean those that do not have seats in any of the national assembly or provincial legislature or in local council. So we invited them, those that have registered, so to be part of this forum where we discuss issues that has to do with the preparations of elections and matters related thereto.
It's something to look forward to. And in terms of, the calmness in the Free State before elections, this is definitely a good thing.
Yes, no, Free State is known to be a very calm province all these years, on all the elections. It has been very calm. We resolve our differences, especially political parties, through dialogue and conversation. And like I said, the structure, the party liaising committee, is a very helpful and very good structure where we discuss these differences. And even on election day, including on special voting day, we meet regularly, about three times a day, so that we resolve whatever the differences that have arisen. So they also act as a troubleshooting structure. Where problems arise, we attend to them quite speedily. So I think for that reason, the Free State is very calm.
Well, Jabulani, thank you for taking time out of the pledges. I am made aware that the pledges are underway. Thank you for your time on Africa Update today.
It's always a pleasure, ma'am. Thank you very much.
That's Jabulani Shabalala, the Provincial Electoral Office and Head of Elections in the Free State Province, joining us on the line.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.